Hang on in there.
Really? Packing up the water. Making that noise. Hear that? It's supposed to go like that? Hare Krishna. It's kind of oming or something.
This is power, but you don't need it for now. So.
Yeah, it's some kind of.
Better now?
Yeah, you don't, it's better now. It's too loud, I think. Hare Krishna. It's too loud.
No.
It seems like it, yeah. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Oman Yanatamandasya Garanjala Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namare Namaste Saraswati Devam Gauravani Pracharane Nirvasesha Shanyavadi Paschatya Adeshatarane Shivashabhanavi Devi Tayataya Kripabhe Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Dayane Pavave Nama Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Swachidananda Namane Gaura Shakti Sarupaya Rupa Nilga Varayate Anshakavaja Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhava Chapti Tanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnave Vyo Namo Nama Jaya Jaya Hari Nama Chirananda Vita Dham Paratatta Akshara Akhara Nijajani Kripakari Nama Rupa Avatari Jivadaya Kari Layapar Echai Gosai Kori Chananan Vandan Yahuite Bignanash Avishta Puran Shirup Shri Sanatan Bhakta Raghunath Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath Sad Goswami Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai. So we're discussing the sixth verse of the Vajranahasyam, which is a verse from Hari Bhakti Vilas. It's describing how the holy name of Krishna is eternally present in a person who has been worshipping Vasudeva for 100 births. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is giving us one of his rather unique revelations in his purport here about the Yugal Nam, the eight pairs of Yugal Nam. And from these eight pairs of Yugal Nam, he develops different principles of devotion. And yesterday we began with Hare Krishna. I think we discussed the whole meaning of Hare Krishna yesterday. And the idea is that Bhaktivinoda himself was revealed to him, is that each pair of this Yugal Nam, because Yuga has one meaning of the Radha and Krishna there. And each pair, Radha and Krishna are either together. The pair are there. The pair are together or the pair are separated. And each of the pairs, like Hare Krishna, the pair means two. Yuga means two. And Hare Krishna means that Radha and Krishna are together. And then Krishna means that they're separated. And one is crying out for the other. One is crying Krishna, which is Radharani. So Krishna is crying Krishna, where are you, Radharani? And then Radharani's crying out, Krishna, Shorde. So the pair is still there, but the pair is separated. Radharani's crying for Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. I don't know if you follow. You follow me? Yes. Okay. And then, so it's Hare Krishna. So Radha and Krishna, Hare Rana, they're together. So that the yugo are together. Now when we say Krishna, Krishna, the yugo are separated in the Mahamantra. But it's still, it's called yugo nam. There's eight pairs of yugo nam. Hare Krishna is one yugo nam. Hare Krishna is second yugo nam. Krishna, Krishna is third yugo nam. Hare Hare is fourth yugo nam. And fifth one is Hare Ram. Like this.
Where do you get the long
The when Radha and Krishna, when we say Hare Krishna,
yeah,
then Hare, Radha and Krishna are together.
Right.
And when we say Krishna, Krishna, then Radha and Krishna, now Krishna, there's Krishna, Krishna, there's, it doesn't look like there's any Radharani there.
Yeah.
But because there's only one word, one name representing one tattva, one personality. But what the acharyas are saying that this is actually Radharani, that now the yugo have become separated, because they're always continually together and separated, and sometimes even when they're together there's a flash of separation that comes over their minds, and as you know, prema vaichitya and other, and man and things like this. So Krishna, Krishna, now Radharani, she's separated from Krishna and she's crying out Krishna, Krishna. I mean, yes, yeah, that's, and then so Krishna is separated from Radharani, so he's also, so the Krishna also represents Krishna.
That was my question. How does the short A become the long A?
For Krishna, because the feminine aspect, because now they're separated, so when Krishna is separated from Radharani, he's crying out for Radharani. So he says Krishna, because like Ram means the Shaktiman, and Rama means the Shakti. Like we say, Shama, Sham, Ki Jai.
It doesn't happen grammatically in the mantra.
No, not grammatically.
Right. That's the question.
No, yes, exactly. And grammatically, it's masculine.
Right.
It's Krishna.
Right.
But in terms of, you know, you can say Lila Vichara, in consideration of the Lila of what this, and the yugo. This was Bhaktivinoda Thakur's.
But there's no way this short A becomes a long A.
Not grammatically.
This is
above Bhav Vichara, you can, the consideration based on Bhav.
Okay.
Well, Draupadi was also called Krishna, and Kalindi is also called Krishna, but that's a separate discussion,
yeah.
And the word is long A, and it becomes feminine at that point. But the specific question Maharaj is asking is, the mantra itself doesn't allude to that. So we discussed. And so, I'll read the descriptions that Bhaktivinoda Thakura has revealed. Each of these pairs of yugo nam has a meaning, and it represents certain, it brings about certain action and purification within us as sadhakas that are chanting this mantra. And it also represents particular levels of the, you say, the nine levels of progress in bhakti, Adho Shodha Tata Sada Sangha. Now, all of this has been given at the very end of Bhaktivinoda Thakura's life as a very intimate realization. So this is what he's realizing and what he wants, like a teacher has realized or discovered something and understood it, and so he's teaching the students and he wants them to also come to that same realization and rise to that same level of perception. Today's student becomes tomorrow's teacher. Thank you. That's the idea of the teacher-student relationship. So Bhaktivinoda Thakura, some of these points, they seem way, of course, beyond our grasp or perception or level of experience. But nevertheless, we record them, and then while chanting, we will pray to Nam Prabhu that our teacher of the Nam, because he gave us Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakura, which he realized in his Bhajan Samadhi, he realized the eternal teachings of Haridas Thakura that are in the atmosphere, and are available for anyone who is receptive. So he became, Bhaktivinoda Thakur became the receiver of the teachings of Haridas Thakur, who is a Namacharya. And receiving those teachings of Haridas Thakur, he recorded them in Harinam Chintamani, which everyone is pretty much somewhat familiar with, at least the name, isn't it? So then further revelation is coming now, which is extremely subtle, and then it goes on, and then there's even two levels of the subtlety, or many levels. But so the first yuga, which he, there's a long prayer here, or his explanation is given in Bengali of this yuga nam conception. And the translation we began yesterday with the first pair by saying that Hare Krishna, the first, when we chant Hare Krishna, that Hare Krishna represents the beginning. This is the beginning of bhakti. It's the beginning of the mantra. It's the first of eight pairs, and bhakti begins with ado. Ado means beginning. Ado, shraddha, begins with faith. So he says this represents faith. And as a repeat, that it's saying, because it's rahasya, remember these two words will become very much playing off each other. The word, the concept and the word bhajan, and the concept and the word rahasya. We're trying to learn the secrets of bhajan, and these secrets themselves are also confidential, and these secrets of bhajan are also secrets within themselves, and they're also hidden. So it's the description the acharyas say that they use the same rahasya idea, which means hidden or confidential or secret. They say hidden within the first yuga nam, hidden within the first pair, because it's certainly hidden to me. It's certainly been until Bhaktivinoda Thakur pointed it out, it was certainly hidden from me that the first pair, Hare Krishna, the two words Hare Krishna, which are the first pair of eight pairs, hidden within that name is Shraddha, the concept of, in other words, Shraddha will manifest. Just like Radha Raman was hidden within the Shalagram, the Damodar Shalagram, I think it was Damodar Shalagram being worshipped by Gopal Bhakta Goswami. He was there. Or let's rather say, he was hidden within the heart. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. It's told Dharmasya, that the truth of Dharma, Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. So the ultimate truth of Dharma is prema, because this is the fullest conception of Dharma, is Krishna prema. So this conception was hidden in the heart of Gopal Bhatta, and it was also transferred to the heart of the Shalagram, and then one day the Shalagram exploded, receiving all that ecstasy from the heart of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Then the Shalagram said, wait a minute, I'm Vishnu Shalagram, but all this Braja Prema is pouring into me from the puja and smaran and of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who is none other than Guna Manjari. I can't contain all this within the Vishnu Roop of Shalagram. So I have to show a Madhurya Roop. So then he showed Tri Banga Lalita Nirta Prakasham. He said, it's getting too much. I'm shivering with the ecstasy of Braja Prem. So I can't contain this love as a Shalagram. So then, boink, Radha Raman. Giridhari Shama Vanavari Nero Radha Ramana Giridhari, like they sing. Nero Radha Ramana Giridhari. Again, back to our theme. This is like our theme, our refrain of our the song of bhajan. Like we're singing a song of bhajan and it has a refrain, the chorus line, Mamata. Mamata, this is again, you know, appearing. Nero Radha Ramana Giridhari Shama Vanavari. Right, isn't it? They sing a song and the Radha Ramana. My Radha Raman, Mero, mine, this is Hindi as I understand. Shyam Vanavari. He's enjoying, he's... Yeah, enjoying it. So, my Radha Raman, so this is hidden within the Shalagram was Radha Raman, and he couldn't stay hidden for too long, so he came out. There's quite a lot of room up here, you can sit up here. The men sit in the front, the ladies in the back. So we say, hidden within the first pair of names is this concept of Shraddha. And by performing Krishna Nam, Sankirtan, with Shraddha, this first pair of names will act, this Hare Krishna, this first pair of the Yuga Manch, the Yuga Nam, will nullify ignorance and cleanse the mirror of the heart. and will generate and develop a faith and give us the necessary qualification to begin bhajan. So many things are coming together in waves of overlapping meaning here. And this, because this is very, he's setting the theme before we begin the actual book in these preliminary verses of Bhajan Rahasyam. So he wants to explain all the, you know, the program, the software of the Hare Krishna mantra. This is the intricacies of the Hare Krishna mantra. So the first verse, Shikshastakam, Chetodavnamarjanam, which we'll get to, indicates the process of bhajan for this stage of Shraddha. Because Chetodavnam, which we'll hear, it represents Shraddha. The first pair of names, Hare Krishna, represents Shraddha. And so, at some point in our chanting of the Maha Mantra, Bhakti Nova is indicating to us that simply by chanting the first pair of names, Hare Krishna, then this pair of names will bring with it an incredible increase in our faith in the process of non-bhajan, and faith in Radha and Krishna as our Ishtadeva and as our goal. He said it's hidden, because we chant Hare Krishna and, oh, it's Radha and Krishna, oh, Mother Hara, oh, energy of the Lord, please engage me in the service of Krishna. And so many other conceptions, but Prabhupada gave us this meaning of the holy name. Mantra Artha Chintata. This is Jiva Goswami uses this technical term. Mantra Artha Chintata. That we should think over, deeply contemplate the art, the meaning of the mantra when we chant. So Prabhupada, knowing all the tattvas, in the very beginning, this was the meaning or the art, mantra Artha that he introduced us to. He gave us many ideas about chanting the Maha Mantra, that were, these ideas in themselves are like sutras of, these are like bijams for an entire flowering tree of other meanings. And there were two basic ones. Well, we use the word basic, but at least there were two that Prabhupada used. That if we could master these two concepts that Prabhupada gave us for chanting Hare Krishna mantra, we would all be flying in the sky of prema bhakti. What were those two concepts? One was application. One concept was related to the application of mind. And the second concept that Prabhupada gave us is related to the application of heart. What I mean is, we have to apply our mind and heart to chanting, not just our fingers, ears, tongue, and energy. So the first is application of mind. So application of mind is this concept that Jiva Goswami, the technical term, is mantra, art, or artha, chintata. To think over the art, the objective or the object or the meaning or the value or the wealth. Art, dharm, art, everyone's heard so many times. Dharm, art, kam, moksha. What is the value? Sometimes art is translated as economic development. So it's not the economic development of the nam, although we can get bhukti or economic development by chanting nam, nam aparad. But Jiva Goswami's mantra, artha, chintata, that we should chinta, with our consciousness applied, we should think over the meaning of the holy name, the value of the holy name, the treasures given by the holy name. But one thing is meaning. So this thinking and meaning, this is a cognitive function, this is a function of the mind. So this, now Prabhupada gave us this one mental process by thinking this is one very important mantra artha. This is one important meaning of the holy name. That it means this. That it means Shakti Shaktiman. It means Shakti Shaktiman, because Shakti Shaktiman are combined there. But Prabhupada made it simple, because we were very simple, and hopefully we remain simple. It's called Saralata. Simplicity is one of the qualities of a devotee. He doesn't become Kutinati. He may start off as Saralata. Innocent, maybe foolish, ignorant, and simple, and straightforward. because Saralata means straightforward, but he may grow up in Krishna, so-called, grow up in ISKCON, let's say, not in Krishna consciousness, but grow up in ISKCON, and Saralata becomes Kutinati. He becomes diplomatic, duplicious, double-talking, and anyways, beat goes on, as they say. But back to this concept, the Prabhupada was saying that the Maha Mantra, we should think, yes, oh energy of the Lord, oh Larini Shakti, oh love power of the Lord, oh personification of love, oh Mahabhav Sarupini, oh Mother Hara. So Prabhupada made it simple. We're addressing our mother and father. God is a father and Radharani is a mother. Sometimes you say, oh Mother Hara. So Hara, of course, is in the vocative, and when you're calling, the person's name may be Lalita. Lalita Sakhi. But if she's underneath some kadamba tree she's picking some flowers, you won't say, oh Lalita, you'll say, hey Lalite! Hey Lalite! So this is called vocative. Vocative means voice. It's the tense when you're calling out. It's called tense, you're calling. So you say, hey Lalite! So we don't say Hara, we say Hare. So he's saying, oh Mother Hara! And in our case, Mother Hara, it can mean Parvati. But Mother Hara means the Shakti, or the energy. Oh, energy of Krishna. Oh, Mother Hara. Oh, Radharani. Oh, Mother, please engage me in the service of Krishna. Or of the Father, God the Father, or Krishna. So this is an art. This is a meaning of the Maha Mantra. And it's quite good. It's perfect. Please engage in his service, because seva is the ticket by which we enter the spiritual world and maintain our position therein, by seva, right? But once we lose the mood of seva bhav, then we're out of the spiritual world, we're out of the spiritual firmament, and so, oh, Mother Hara, oh, energy of the Lord, please engage in the service. So this is the mental conception. So Prabhupada, he didn't say, well, now I'm going to teach you mantra, artha, chinta. It's like, oh, wait a minute, what's that? And then all these deep conceptions, and you will not, and oh, he said, listen, it's like this. Everyone, I think, is familiar with this. This is some old ideas from our founder, Acharya. But old is gold, and gold is always increases in value, generally. Sometimes it goes up the other way around. And sometimes it increases phenomenally in value, depending on war or whatever. So we are certainly in a war. We have declared a war with Maya. So what is old is extremely valuable, because gold becomes very valuable in a time of war. You can go with buckets of paper and try to buy a loaf of bread and you won't get any. If you go with a one gold nugget, one small particle of gold. So Prabhupada's teachings are old, but they're gold. And they're unlimitedly valuable. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So now the second aspect is this hidden conception to chant the holy name is the heart aspect. So right from the beginning, Prabhupada engaged our mind in mantra artha chintata, considering or thinking or meditating upon the meaning of the holy name while chanting. He says, while chanting a Hare Krishna mantra, one should pray and one should think. Okay. So now what's the mood? Mood means the feeling. Feeling means the heart. So what's the heart of chanting Hare Krishna? So he said, the heart is, Prabhupada said, this is what your mind should be doing, considering the meaning of the, Prabhupada said, your mind should be mulling over, contemplating, thinking over the meaning of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. For example, the Hare Krishna Mantra means this. This is one meaning of the Lord, which we've discussed. And secondly, not only should your mind be applied, but your heart must be applied. So one way you can apply your heart, which is, if we do it, we'll see tremendous improvement in our japa. And this is an instruction from 40 years ago, from our founder. 40 years ago, this instruction was given by our founder, Acharya. He said, one should chant the holy name of the Lord just like the genuine crying of a child for its mother. Does this sound familiar? Has anyone heard this before? Who has not heard this? I think everyone. Hearing is one thing, listening is another, and acting is, that's the hard part. We hear it 1,000 times, but acting, it's difficult. But it's good to hear again. Again, it's old as gold. So here Prabhupada is saying, please, oh my dear devotees, oh my beloved children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, you have a heart offered to Krishna. You have a mind offered to Krishna. I'm giving you the mantra. I've given you the movement. I've given you the Hare Krishna movement. I've given you we're called the Krishnas, the Hare Krishna movement. Now please, don't forget your mind and heart. Because if someone forgets their mind and heart, then they're heartless and crazy. So don't become a heartless and crazy Krishna. Hare Krishnas. So now let's take a look at Prabhupada's shloka. This is Prabhupada's shloka, his verse. It's an English verse. And let's analyze it, because he's using some qualifying words here. Some qualifying words or some adjectives. I think it's adjectives. I'm not sure. Maybe adverbs. But he's using some qualifying words to differentiate one action from another. He's saying one should chant the holy name of the Lord like a child. Cry, like the genuine crying of a child for his mother. So why did Prabhupada say genuine? Which means like asli instead of nakli. Nakli Rona or Asli Rona or something. Why did he say genuine instead of, he could have simply said, like a child crying for its mother. But Prabhupada being a father, and according to Vrindavan Day, Prabhupada was, who was Prabhupada's son, and when he's, so many of his visits to Mayapur, he claims that Prabhupada, our Guru Maharaj, had 10 children. Leela Amrita says 4. But Prabhupada's own son said he had 10. And somebody, some ran away, some died, this and that. And so, and then, but when Prabhupada was asked himself, he said, oh, I have 4 children. It's like this. But so did, you can ask Sota Dandana Jananivas and all the Mayapur crew, they're all, if you ask them how many, they'll tell you 10. You heard that before? Because I went, so many, I never heard it before either, until I went to, after I left Radha Damodar, I went to Mayapur every summer for several years, and I came to find out some amazing things that, like this. And then I was rather incredulous, because I'm a firm believer of doctrine, so having read the Leela Amrita, I thought it was well versed in something of Prabhupada's material facts of his life, anyway. And then I confronted various leading people in Mayapur and said, no, this is a fact. Some died, miscarriages, dad died after 1 year, but it was all said and done. And Prabhupada was asked about it. He said, I had 4, one daughter and 3 sons. I believe, is that right? I think it was like that. But anyway, being a father of children, Prabhupada and any mother certainly knows the difference between a child's crying and a child's genuine crying. And of course, being a guru teacher or principal, certainly also know, because it's the same as being a father or mother or both. So genuine crying is when the child's when the child wants candy, he goes, meh, meh, I want candy. I'll give you candy, meh, meh, meh. And then and as soon as the candy's in his hand, then tears are finished. That's it. So this is, I want candy crying. I want candy crying, which is not genuine. It's genuine in terms of getting candy. But genuine crying is when you're crying, when it's involuntary, it's not premeditated, it's not planned, it's not forced, it's not actor's tears. It's not what they call alligator tears, or the tears of an actor or an actress cutting a scene or shooting a scene of a movie. And the children are producing their own movies and they're doing acting. It's acting. And like sometimes I've seen here in Radhakund, the dog, you know, when a dog gets hit, he goes, wow, 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 wow. You know, so here in Radhakund, the dogs are rather advanced, apparently, because if someone comes out with a stick and goes, hey, you're making noise, he goes, hey, and the dog starts going, oh, wow, wow, wow. Even if he didn't get hit, he raises the stick and the dog starts acting, ow, 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 and all the other dogs start playing, whoa, 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 you know, and the guy, all of you is, hey, get out, you're making noise. And then he goes, whoa, 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 like he makes this whelp, very loud yelp, like he really got beaten to it, and all the other dogs are chanting in support, whoa, whoa, you know, and I watch this guy, what a fake, this dog, what a fake, you know. So we may chant, we may be crying for Krishna like that. Hare Krishna, woo, woo, woo. So this is not genuine crying. When one is desperate, when one is desperate, when one is suffering, when one is in real pain, when the baby's in the backyard and a scorpion crawls out of some old bricks and bites him, then you can understand what real crying is. It's involuntary. It's spontaneous. It's beyond his contemplation. It's not rehearsed or acted. It's a natural reaction, and you could say automatic reaction to intense pain. He's trying to release some tears because the fire of the pain and the fire of the poison is burning his mind and heart. So he's crying, and then that kind of crying immediately pierces the heart of the mother, because I have some experience of some of these things. And if the mother is doing something in the house and she hears fake crying, she ignores it. The brother and sister are playing in the backyard and you hear some wah, wah, and she listens. Oh, that's fake. That's not real crying. I won't respond because that will stop in 5 seconds. Wah, wah, wah. Hey, I want the bicycle. And the brother throws the sister off the bicycle. And she goes, wah, wah. And she hears that, oh, that vibration, that pitch, that tone, that mood, that bob, that's fake. And then there's some scuffle and a few words, and then this crying will stop in 10 seconds, and she keeps rolling your bodies, da 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 da, and then wah, 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 finished. But then it was wah, wah. But as soon as within 2 seconds a genuine crying comes, then the mother, it goes right to the mother's heart. It doesn't go to her mind. Fake crying goes to her mind, she thinks, and then rejects it and doesn't respond. Genuine crying goes right to the mother's heart. And then she's, oh, my baby's in danger. He's very bad. And just drops everything. She drops a pot on the floor. She breaks the bowl, anything. She becomes mindless. She becomes obsessed and possessed with her baby's protection and health. You know, this is what Sally about. And she runs. She runs out, oh, my baby, what's happening? And then assesses the situation instantly. What's wrong? Oh, my foot, this, that. And she kisses the foot and all these things mothers do. And it's okay. And, well, well. So Prabhupada is telling us, like the Avadhut Brahman, learn something. Learn something from the bird and the arrow maker and all the different animals. Learn something. They're your gurus. Well, the baby, the crying baby who's genuinely crying, is also our guru. He's teaching us what? How to chant Hare Krishna. The baby is my guru. I'm 60 and he's 6 months. And he's my guru. Because he's... So, am I in pain? No, I'm doing great. Because sometimes they say, if the guru asks the disciple, oh, Krishnadas, how's your bhajan? How's everything? Oh, everything's fine. Tick-tock, what is it? Tick-tock? Tick-tock. Ek bariya, ekdam bariya, bodhicha. Very good, very good. Wife is cooking very nice. I have nice CDs, everything. Guru Kripa, he gave them. Everything's very nice. But what he'll say like this, by your mercy, Gurudev, Achi Bol Hey, I mean, lots of nice prasadam, hey, nice cup, nice clothes, nice, everything very nice. And then the Gurudev starts crying. The Gurudev starts crying. And the disciples, Gurudev, why are you crying? What's wrong? You say, and then he said, and he's crying, Gurudev, what's wrong? What's wrong? And he says, you're wrong. You're what's wrong. Me? I mean, I have all your mercy. I mean, I'm happy, I'm peaceful, everything's great. And Gurudev says, no, this is very bad news you're giving me. This is very bad news that you're saying everything is great. Because I can understand you're in Maya. If this is your report of your, this is the report of your position in Krishna consciousness, that everything's great and it's my mercy, then I can understand that you have not received my mercy, or I have not been able to somehow penetrate your mind and heart with my mercy. Because if you were the actual correct answer, or the honest answer of the progressive devotee would be, Gurudev, I'm suffering. By your mercy, I'm existing somehow in Krishna bhakti and trying to serve Krishna, but I'm really suffering. I don't have any attachment for the holy name. Somehow I'm mumbling the name. I'm getting through because of a sense of duty and a sense of regard and gratitude towards you, and I'm reading something, but no tears come in my eyes, no feelings. I'm in a terrible position. I'm wretched. I'm fallen. I just, please help me somehow. Who says like that? Because we think this means you're a bad disciple. And materially, this sounds bad. You're wretched, you're fallen, you're unhappy, you're dejected, you're despondent. You feel worthless and hopeless. And you meet someone like, how are you? Oh, I'm downtrodden. I'm nothing. Then you think, oh, you're a loser. This spiritual life is such an opposite idea. What we think is the right response or the right way is a very tricky situation. So this is what Prabhupada is telling us. Genuine crying of a child for his mother. This is how we should chant. Really. Because if we study, actually, the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, we'll realize in what a dangerous position we're in. And how precarious our position is. So that will fill us with a sense of, that will create a sense of urgency, a sense of desperation. I don't have much time left. And even there's some poems, they say, oh, in front of me is the tigress of time with an open mouth waiting to swallow me. And behind me, I'm being pursued by the snake of material, by the open jaws of the cobra of material desire. Sometimes they write these poems. I'm surrounded by these inauspicious opposing elements. What is my hope? This is the, and Bhakti Nod sings so many songs in Sharanagati to try to create this mood of a genuine crying of a child for his mother. So, in this first pair of holy names, Bhakti Nod Thakur is saying, and throughout the book, he's saying, on all these levels, the devotee who is, that Rati is awakened, Bhava is awakened, he will have a different experience when he chants the first pair of names. One who is not at the level of Bhava, when he chants Hare Krishna, the first Yuga Nam, he will realize that hidden within this pair of names is faith. Faith in Krishna, faith in Radharani, faith in Guru and the process of bhakti. And this first pair of names is cleansing my heart and removing ignorance and anarthas from my heart. And it's clearing the way for me to do bhajan. So that's what he'll perceive. He will come to his perception. He'll find a secret treasure in his bhajan of the first pair of names. The Jatavati Sadaka, one who has awakened his bhava, in the first pair of names, his faith has already developed so far. It's practically reached perfection. His faith is so condensed and so unshakable. Nishchaya Dridha. It's a very firm faith. And at this point, at the level of Bhava, then pastimes begin to come in his mind automatically. Just like air passing through his nose. And air is going in and out of his nose automatically. He's not even thinking about it. We're not saying, oh, now I should inhale, now I should exhale, now I should inhale. Oh, like we consciously do, if we do pranayama, inhale for 8, hold for 6, for 32, out for 16, or whatever. But it's going on. So in the same way, at the level of bhava, pastimes are flowing through the mind, just like breath is flowing in and out of the nose. And when he chants, when the bhava bhakta chants the first pair of Hare Krishna, then what he'll experience is Astakali Leela. At this level, like now, as a sadhaka, we read about Astakali Leela if we have some greed and some attraction for it that's come to us by the blessings of Guru from previous life or this life or the blessings of Bhakti Devi. Some people have no interest and even they're forbidden to read such scriptures because their Guru is somehow guiding him in that way because he doesn't seek qualification for such reading. So they should follow accordingly. But the Bhava Bhakta, when he chants, in this first pair of names, he will chant the Maha Mantra, and in these 8 pairs of names, he will see the 8 periods of the 8 time periods of Krishna's daily leelas. So he'll chant Hare Krishna. And in that first pair, the mantra begins with Hare Krishna, this is the first pair, so the day begins with Nishant Leela. Right, from 3:36 to 6 a.m. is the end of night. So the first mantra, Hare Krishna, then he'll, as he chants Hare Krishna, then this pastime will come out, hidden within that mantra, within that yuga nam of Hare Krishna, is this pastime. We'll discuss more about that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur will discuss more about that in the following verses. But this is just a summary of these eight verses. And the note that's mentioned here says that one who is awakened in Rakti Abhav, the first pair of names, Hare Krishna, brings remembrance of Radha and Krishna's meeting pastimes. It's such a dynamic revelation, because here in this pair, yuga means pair, we have Hare, Radha, and Krishna. So this is a pair. They're meeting, the names are meeting, Nam, Rup, Gun, Leela. So where the two names are there, then the two qualities, when Radha's name and Krishna's name is there together, Radha Krishna, or Hare Krishna, then you have the quality, the name of Radha and Krishna, the qualities of Radha and Krishna, the form of Radha and Krishna, and the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So for the Bhava Bhakta, when he chants Hare Krishna, Radha and Krishna will manifest from the holy name. We heard many times told to us, because we made some inquiry from some very advanced Vaishnavas. We asked, why is it a practice amongst Gaudiya Vaishnavas that often they use as an aid to bhajan, or an aid to chanting, they put on the wall in front of them, exactly at eye level, if they're sitting down or in a chair or on the floor, usually on the floor, whatever, they're sitting down, could do it also standing on the wall, but at the level of the eyes when they sit down, they put on the wall, either they get given to them or they write the Maha Mantra in Bengali or Hindi, or you could write in English. And when they chant Hare Krishna as an aid to concentration while chanting the Maha Mantra, they look at the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, in Hindi or Bengali, and they chant. I said, why do they do this? And the consensus of the interviews that we did from these advanced devotees, they said that this syllabic representation, or this written representation in Sanskrit or Bengali, is writing Hare Krishna, that Radha and Krishna are there. They're actually there. Nam Rup Guna Leela. Their Rup is there, everything. So when they fix their mind there, although they're looking at the Devanagari or Hindi, actually as they chant more and more and look more and more, then Radha and Krishna actually come out. They come out from this Maha Mantra. So it's not for them, for the Bhajanandis and for the advanced devotees, of course they became advanced by doing this, it's not simply a cute decoration for the wall. It's actually a very deep symbol, so you can say symbol of the faith, but moreover a very dynamic and active, like active aid to meditation. If Radha and Krishna are hidden there, it's almost like if you look in the distance you see a small kunja, a group of trees clustered together, and you can't see from a great distance, but if you had binoculars you could look and you could say, I can't see from a great distance, but with increased vision I can see in that clump of trees, in that forest, there's a man and a woman. They're moving, they're walking there. So when we look at the Maha Mantra written on the wall in Hindi, we see a clump of trees. We see some lines, a straight line that goes like this, and then a line that goes like this, and then like this. So this is also very helpful. This is also a very helpful technique for chanting. So when one on the level of Baba, this is something we have to wait and find out, because Bhaktivinoda is saying this, you will experience this. A Bhava Bhakta, a devotee on the level of Bhava, he will chant Hare Krishna, and he will experience, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur is experiencing and recording to give the signpost, the indication that this Nishant Leela will come packed inside of this month, of this yuga, this pair. he'll experience, he'll have, it'll, this pair will bring remembrance of Radha and Krishna's meeting pastimes. Under the guidance of Rupa Mantra and others, the Bhava Bhakta will perform Manasi Seva to Radha Govinda in his internally contemplated form as a gopi, Manjari Sarup. So this is on the topmost level, it will bring this phenomenon will happen at the level of Bhava, Owen Chansari Krishna. This is the revelation of Bhaktivinoda Thakura. This is not to be found anywhere. No one has ever brought out such a point. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left these eight shlokas of the Shikshastakam, and from these shlokas, so many wonderful things have grown up and expanded. And one of the most wonderful byproducts, or you can say outgrowths, of this Shikshastakam is the book Bhajan Rahasyam. So the second pair of names, Hare Krishna, the second pair, this represents three levels of devotional service. In other words, hidden within the second pair of Hare Krishna is Sarusanga, Bhajana Kriya, and a lot of, not full, but a lot of Anartha Nivritti. So for us, for beginner devotees, we will chant Hare Krishna, and that will bring faith. And then we'll chant Hare Krishna, and hidden within that pair of names, we will attain, that pair of names will bring us into the association of saintly people, and that pair of names will give some inspiration for practicing bhakti. And by practicing bhakti in the association of Vaishnavas, then all the contamination in our hearts, lust, anger, greed, it will go out, and that's called anartha nivritti, cleansing of the heart. So it indicates, this second yuga pair of names, indicates that all potencies, like mercy, are invested in the holy name of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. These potencies destroy the ignorance in the heart of the sadhaka, who performs Nam Sankirtan in the association of devotees. This pair of holy names represents the stage where the sadhaka becomes free from anarthas, anartha nivritti. By performing Nam Sankirtan, Bhajana Kriya, in the association of devotees, the Sadhu Sangha. In other words, by chanting Hare Krishna in the association of devotees, one will develop his attachment for Bhajan. That's why we so much emphasize chanting together, hearing Bhagavatam together. Because when we sit together and hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, we get rati, we get asakti, we get attachment for Bhagavatam. It comes. And how does it come? Because we're sitting there because we have some eagerness to hear the Bhagavatam. But then we're sitting with 200 people. And there's 200, we plus 200 other people have some eagerness to hear the Bhagavatam. So that's why we're sitting there, listening. So our eagerness is magnified by 200 times every time we sit in a sangha. But if we sit by ourselves and read, we only have our own eagerness. I want to read Bhagavatam. So the benefit of reading Bhagavatam by oneself cannot compare to reading Bhagavatam in the association with 4 or 5, or what to speak of 100 or 200. So Prabhupada, that's why he instituted in ISKCON. And many Gaudiya Mathas, they appreciate the morning program of ISKCON. And even they're trying to emulate it nowadays in many of the more liberal and progressive Gaudiya Mathas. But traditionally, they would chant japa and the Mangala Arati, then japa and some bhajans. But this very, so it was not daily Bhagavatam class in 99% of the Gaudiya Mathas. Morning bhajans, Katak bhajans, so many bhajans, Pratak bhajans, sunrise bhajans, japa, independent reading, but all the inmates of the temple and the congregation coming together enthusiastically, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That didn't happen. And it doesn't happen to this day. It's a wonderful thing. So this second pair of holy names creates this attachment, which is generated by the association of the sadhus. To realize in this second pair of names, chanting Hare Krishna, Bhaktivinoda is explaining in this Bengali prayer, which we summarized here, one begins to realize that the Nam, the Holy One of Krishna, and the Nami, Krishna himself, are non-different. The Holy Name, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is Hare and Krishna, Radha and Krishna. This level of bhajan for the Ajata Vrati Salaka is in accordance with the second shloka of Shikshastakam. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has tied all these things together, and he's come. Rupa Goswami has given him this divine revelation, and Ananga Manjari has given him this divine revelation. Gaura Gadadhara have given him this divine revelation. Janava Mata has given him this divine revelation. And his association with Jagannath Das Babaji and the holy name Nagprabhu, he's received this great, wonderful realization. So he's saying that the second pair of Hare Krishna represents these three stages of devotion: sadhusanga, bhajana, kriya, nata, nivritti. And it represents the this is for the ajata rati sadhaka, the sadhaka that has not awakened bhav. Then it represents the second shloka of the Shikshastakam, nam nam akari. So this is certainly hidden, this is rahasya, confidential. So now we're finding out, oh, that's all that I really, this is amazing. And we don't want it to be hidden forever. So we will pray to Sri Nagprabhu that also these great things can be revealed. These secrets can also manifest in our hearts. We hear about them. Oh, those secrets are there. And I have that treasure box of the holy name, the Yuga Nam, in my hand. But I never opened it. I never opened the treasure box. I had a treasure box, and someone said it's very valuable. But I never opened it to see what's in there. So Bhaktivinoda is opening the treasure box and saying, look, see what you have in the first, see what's hidden in your first treasure box? You have eight treasure boxes, the eight Yuga Nams. In the first Yuga Nam, Hare Krishna, you have these treasures. And the second one, you have these treasures. Yeah, and the second Hare Krishna, Nam Namakari Bahadani Jasarva Shaktis, all the potencies of Krishna are there. So let's look at the third one. Oh, and then what he says, so that's for the Ajata Rati Sadaka. And for the Jatarati Sadaka, when he chants the second pair, Hare Krishna, now he says, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Again, it's pastimes of meeting, because Hare and Krishna are together. So the devotee on the level of Bhava, Rana and Krishna are meeting, and now they're meeting, it's Pratakvila. Pratakvila is morning pastimes, from 6 o'clock to, this works, or maybe it's some power, it's put on low or something. Pratakvila is the second yama, and Hare Krishna represents the second time period of Krishna's eternal pastimes, Pratakvila, 6 a.m. in the morning until 8:36 in the morning. And what happens now? Now Krishna returns to Nandagaon from being with Radharani and Rasa dance and waking up with her in Nishant Kala. And then Radharani returns to Barsana or Yavat, depending on the time of the year. And then immediately, within a few minutes, Radharani and Krishna bathe, and then Radharani comes from Yavat to Nandagram to meet Krishna and cook for him and to see him, and then to have the first Milan in the Gupta Kund, which is the morning yoga peet, which is on the west side of Nandishwar Parvat, in what Madhav Das Baba is calling Brindakund. The second kund behind Brindakund is known as Gupta Kund. And this is the first of three yoga peets. The morning yoga peet is there in Nandagaon. The afternoon yoga peet is here in Radhakund. And the evening yoga peet is Govindastali, which is exactly where Rupa Goswami, or rather Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, established the temple. The old and original temple of Radha Govindadev is situated on a hillock which rises from the Yamuna River, and on the top of that hillock is the evening yoga peet where Radha Govinda worshipped, and Krishna's Kaviraj wrote the wonderful pranam mantra called the Abhideya Nishtadev pranam mantra, which most of us know, Divyad Brindavanya Kalpajumada. Srimad Ratnagara Simhasana Stel, Sri Sri Radha Srila Govinda Devo, Preshta Alibi Sevyamana Smarami. This mantra is a Pranam mantra to Radha Govinda Dev, or the Avideya Thakur of Ishta Dev, of the practice of devotional service, and they're eternally situated at the Yoga Pit, the evening Yoga Pit. So the Bhava Bhakta, he'll chant a second pair of names, Hare Krishna, and hidden within that second pair of names, Hare Krishna, is an entire one of the eight daily leelas of Radha and Krishna, meeting in Nandagaon and going out for Gocharan, meeting on the roadside, and so many exchanges they have which are written in Krishnaika Kumudi, Govinda Leelamrita, Krishna Bhavanamrita, and also in 10th canto, some of these the coward boys go by on the road, and some of these things are also there. So he'll chant Hare Krishna Nishant Leela, Hare Krishna Pratak Leela, because he's already crossed over Narta Nivritti Nishtha, etc. So the third pair of names, Krishna Krishna, this represents the stage of Nishtha. Even when you say Krishna Krishna, it sounds like Nishtha Nishtha. In fact, when some people say Krishna Krishna, it sounds more like Nishtha Nishtha. Krishna Krishna Nishtha 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 Nishtha. Sometimes you make a joke, hey, what are you chanting? You're saying Nishtha Nishtha. No, I'm on the level of Nishtha. Nishtha Nishtha Nishtha. Nishtha Nishtha. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Nishtha Nishtha. Yes, it's good to chant Nishtha Nishtha, but if you chant the whole name correctly, you will quickly come to Nishtha. It's Krishna, not Nishtha. But in any way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling us that the first Hare Krishna is Shraddha, the second Hare Krishna is Bhajana Kriya, Sarasanga, Bhajana Kriya, Anarta Nivritti, and the third pair of Yuga Nam, Krishna Krishna, is Nishtha. For the Ajati, Ajata means unborn, Ajata Rati Sadaka, in other words, for us, or for me at least, for the Ajata Rati Sadaka, chanting Krishna Krishna, when he chants Krishna Krishna, he will feel great inspiration. This is so, the realizations are beautiful, and I'm so appreciative that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving all these, and I feel as if I'm a donkey, or rather, I am a donkey. But I feel as if I'm a donkey, and my legs are locked. They lock their legs. You know, locking their legs means this is unlocked, and locking their legs means fully extended. The joints are fully extended, and they're locked in place. Like donkey, ass. His legs are locked, and he's refusing to move. And then his master takes a really long stick, and he goes like this. Raises up and he cracks him in the backside. Boom! And then he goes, oh! And his legs bend and he starts, oh, toot, 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 toot. And he starts walking. So before reading Bhajana Rahasyam, when I started reading Bhajana Rahasyam, I realized that actually I am an ass, and a donkey with my legs locked. And I'm not moving on the path of bhakti marg. I'm not moving on the path of devotional progress. and Bhakti Marg said, you stupid ass, your legs are locked, you're not moving. And he took a big stick, which is called Bhajanahasyam, and he went, crack, and I went, oh, ow, ooh, ooh. And I started moving and realizing, this is my mantra. Oh, Hare Krishna. Oh, praise. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And praying, I haven't understood anything, but at least I want to explain to you in the course of these classes how I got kicked by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And it's like a kicking parampara. I mean, he kicked us, and maybe we can, like this. We even have a phrase in America called kickstart. For a motorbike, you can press a button and start the bike. If you have a battery, you can kick music and kick it. Anyway, so some of our motors need a kick to get started. Our devotional motors are not moving very much, so we need to kick them. Bhaktivinoda Thakur being our father, our grandfather, our great-grandfather. Is that right? I think so. Is it? No. Our father is Prabhupada, our grandfather is Bhaktisiddhanta, our great-grandfather. You know, they say Param Guru, Guru, Param Guru, Paratara Guru, and Parat, what is it? Fourth one. He's our great-great-grandfather. He's being very kind. And the third pair of holy names, what's the time? Okay. So in the third pair of holy names, the Ajata, we will feel great inspiration. What will we feel when we chant Krishna, Krishna? We will feel great inspiration to pursue the ideal character, service, and qualities of devotees like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and other pure devotees in our parampara, like Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and Srila Prabhupada. Specifically, the sadhaka will follow the example of chanting a fixed number of rounds, Sankhya Purvakanama, and when the utterance of they will utter a fixed number of prayers, Sankhya Gan, and Astakams, Stavas, Sankhya Purvakanama Gana Natadi, and they will offer a fixed number of obeisances to Krishna Gauranga, their associates, and their Leela's Dalis, their places of pastime places, Barsana, Sri Barsana Dham Ki, Dandavats, Sri Prem Sarovar Ki, Dandavats, Sri Mahaprabhu Ghat Ki, Jai, like this, Sri Jagai Marai Ghat Ki, Jai, Shivas Angam Ki, Jai, and Dandavat, like this. This is Natibi. And then they will follow by chanting Krishna, Krishna, because this hidden inside these two syllables, these two holy names of Krishna, Krishna, there is the quality of determination. Determination to do what? And steadiness. What kind of steadiness? Determination. Strong determination comes from these two words, Krishna, Krishna. Determination. The determination to follow the perfect example of my guru and my guru Varg. This determination comes from the two words Krishna, Krishna, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling us. And when we chant Krishna, Krishna, we can pray, oh, Krishna, Krishna, your names, they have unlimited powers, Ninja Sarva Shaktis, all your powers and all your names, especially these names, because these are the Premnam, Paramnam. So we will get determination to follow their example of renunciation of material enjoyment. Tyaktva turnamasheshamandalapati srinim sada tuchavat. We will get the determination and understanding that as they have realized and lived, that tuchavat, that family, friends, society, material activities are insignificant. It's called the mandala, the circle of friends. Tyaktva turnamasheshamandalapati. Mandalapati, the aristocratic mandal. Pati means aristocracy, wealth. The aristocratic mandal, the surroundings and trappings of wealth, influence, name, fame, society, gain. It will all become tuchava, insignificant. Nijahara vihara kari vijato. These two means will give us the determination to avoid bad association of materialists, and we will become detached and become very firm in our bhakti. So the third pair of names, Krishna Krishna, represents Bhajan Nishta, performing the names or chanting Nam Sankirtan with firm faith and conviction day and night. Such nishta, or steadiness in bhajan, extinguishes the blazing fire of material existence. So Bhaktivinoda says that the hidden within the two words Krishna, Krishna, it brings the quality, it elevates us to the devotional level of nishta. and it brings this inspiration and determination to follow the great acharyas, their ways and example of bhajan. At the same time, it has some actions. These two words, Krishna, have some actions in our heart. And what are those? That they bring that, because determination or nishtha means, what does nishtha mean? Nishtha means firm faith and conviction. And the determination, I must chant Hare Krishna every moment in the day and the night, whenever I can. And such nishtha in bhajan, it will extinguish the blazing fire of material existence. So Krishna represents Bhava Mahadevagni. This is told in this purport. Because each Yuga Mahan represents one aspect of the Chaitodagna Marjanam.
Each couplet represents
this is Bhava. So the first Hare Krishna, he's saying that represents Chaitodagna Marjanam. Because there's seven things in the first prayer, which we'll hear, there's seven different treasures, there's seven different changes that brings about. So it's Chaitodagna Marjanam. So the Hare Krishna, they bring that. Chaitodagna Marjanam. Bhava Maha. So now we're in the third one, Krishna. So Krishna brings Bhava Maha Devagni. So Devagni, as you know, is the fire, the great forest fire of Bhava. Material existence becomes destroyed. So the first Hare Krishna, it brings Chaitodagna Marjanam. It cleanses our heart and mind, it cleanses our lack of faith. Having lack of faith is because of papa. Yesham tvantakatam papam jananam punyakamanam te dvandvama hanyamata bhajanti mandridavata. When the sukriti increases, Krishna's telling, I'm just speaking, not to you. When Krishna increases the sukriti, or we increase our pious and spiritual activities, then we get purity of heart, and then we become determined in bhajan. So chanting Hare Krishna will purify the heart, and in the beginning, practically speaking, it is sukriti, until we come under shelter of guru and chant with sambandhagyan. It is transcendent bhakti and mukhi sukriti, the chanting of Hare Krishna. And that will purify the heart, will bring about Chaitodharvana Marjanam. And when the heart is purified, we'll think, I need devotees. I need guru. I need help and guidance. I need sarusanga. And so, as we keep chanting Hare Krishna, these two Hare Krishna, then we'll attain sarusanga, and in sarusanga we'll get instructions in bhajan. And by doing bhajan we'll get an artinivrti. So therefore, Hare Krishna represents Shraddha, then sarusanga, bhajanakriya, anartanivrti, and all of these two things represent Chaito, Dharpana, Marjanam.
The only thing that confused me is I thought you said that the second couplet represented the second verse of the Shukshastra.
Yeah.
So there's two things going on simultaneously.
Yeah, each of the eight, and it's going to come, it comes again, we'll repeat this more. Each of the eight Yuga Nams, Hare Krishna, they represent one of the eight prayers.
Okay.
Right? And then each of the eight represent one of the seven treasures of the first prayer,
okay.
Chaitodharvana Marjanam, and some of them represent two because there's seven parts of the first prayer and there's nine levels of devotion like this. So that's why the second Hare Krishna, anyway, it will come. It's coming like this. You know. I admittedly certainly don't know very much about this whole thing. They have the term blind leading the blind, so I could say it's like I'm like 80-90% blind leading. 10% of, I have 10% idea of what this book is about, and maybe you have 5% or maybe more, I don't know. But anyway, we're going forward, hopefully by the blessings of our guru and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because we're trying to be sincere and submitting ourselves and our time and our hearts to understand his guidance. So the third pair, this Krishna that we're discussing, I mentioned that it represents Bhava Mahadevagni. At this stage, now we're getting to your answer also. At this stage, the sadhaka is prideless. Hare Krishna, at the stage of Krishna Krishna, at least ideally, these Bhaktivinoda was telling, the sadhaka, the practitioner, is prideless, he respects all, and he exhibits the four qualities described in Trinad, Abhisri Chena, which, as you know, is the third shloka, the Shikshastaka, as this is the third shloka, I mean the third of the Yuvanam. Are you thoroughly confused? It's a little, there's so many things overlapping in one thing. First Hare Krishna's Cheto Dharvana Marjanam, the second Hare Krishna's Nam Nam, the third Krishna Krishna's Trinanapi. Now we go back to how all of these eight are in the Cheto Dharvana Marjanam. So it's like a railroad on five tracks. It's a railroad with five, you know, instead of two tracks, there's five tracks going in the same direction.
It's so brilliant.
It's so brilliant. It's a challenge because, I don't have the intelligence to understand it, and I don't have the devotion to perceive it, but I'm a madman, because I want to try to understand it. And so, you're even more mad because you're sitting with someone who doesn't know what he's talking about. So one madman is speaking, and so I feel encouraged because I'm not the only madman. As misery likes company, well, so do mad men. Mad men like them. So now let's hear how the Jata Rati Sadaka experiences this divine couple of names. Krishna Krishna. Yuga means couple or pair. Pair or couple. Yuga. Yuga Kishore. Kishore and Kishore. They're both teenagers. Yuga Kishore. Yuga Kishore. It includes both. Kishore and Kishore. We say Yuga Kishore. Because Yuva means the two Kishore, Yuva Kishore means the two Kishores, the Kishori and the Kishore, but the Kishore is hidden, she's hiding behind the Kishore, so we just say Yuva Kishore, because she's shy, we don't say Yuva Kishore Kishori, but Yuva Kishore means Kishore Kishori, that tender, beautiful, sweet Radharani, that handsome, darling Krishna. We say Yuva Kishore, as Rupa Goswami gave us a beautiful, I think it was Rupa Goswami, we're chanting every day. Yuga Kishore Ashtakam. So it's all about Radha and Krishna. We're going to say Yuga Kishore Kishore Ashtakam, right? So the third Yuga Nam, Krishna Krishna, because there are two, like the Yuga Gita. Yuga Gita in the 10th canto is first maybe 12 verses of chapter 35, I believe. Is that right? I think it's 35. It's called Yuga Gita. Because there's two, in each it says verse 5, and then there's two verses there in verse 6. And so it's a pair of verses, and it's called Yuga Gita. And it's very, very deep and wonderful expressions of the gopis. Two different gopis speaking together in some place about Krishna, like this. It's called Yuga Gita, 10th canto. So then the devotee at the level of bhava, on this third level, excuse me, for this third pair of names, Krishna Krishna, he will remember the pastimes of Srimati Radharani and other Braja Gopis when Krishna leaves for cowherding in Purvan Leela from 8:36 in the morning until 10:48 a.m. It's called Purvana Leela. Sometimes it's called Gocharan. Now here, these are pastimes because we have Krishna Krishna. So these are pastimes of separation. Radha and Krishna were together at Nishant, sleeping together in Nidiban, waking up together, and lounging around, receiving, having Mangalartik, receiving Mangalartik from Lita Sakhi. Lita Sakhi is offering the Pancha Pradeep. Vishakha Sakhi is leading the Samsara prayers. Samsara Dhamma, or whatever, you know, she has her own prayers. And then Rupa Manjari is offering some sandalwood paste to relieve their fatigue of the evening and make them feel fresh for the day. Sandalwood paste mixed with chuya, which I don't really know exactly what it is. Do you know what chuya is? C-U-Y-A? I don't know if it's not Bengali for saffron, is it? No. Because you know that language. So it's chuya. So Rupa Manjari has already prepared that service. She's gotten up at 3 o'clock. And she's prepared that because when the Mangala Arati comes, she has to daub. She has to daub that sound of wood in this, with, mixed with some type of other fragrance on Radharani's forehead and on the top of her breast, and on Krishna's forehead and a little bit on his chest and some on his arms to refresh them. And Ananga Manjari, she is fanning, Ananga Manjari and other sakis are fanning with, very gently with some chamar wisps. And this is going on. We're in the temple singing Mangala Arati, and this is going on in down the road. Down the road a piece. We're in Ramanveti singing Viva Vari Shesha. And meanwhile, Radha Shyama Sundar in another form are in Nidhiban, which is about 2 kilometers down the road in Vrindavan. And they're hearing, hey, Shyama Sundar says, Radharani, you hear all the stories? You're saying Viva Vari Shesha Aloka Pravesha. They're saying at the end of the night the sun is rising and you should wake up. All those devotees are out there in Ramamurti singing about us. That's really nice. Maybe someday, now they're sadhakas and singing about us. They're singing about us waking up in their sadhaka roop in the Krishna Bala Mandir. And I can hear their voices. It's very sweet. It's very melodious. I think they're all followers of Bhaktivedanta Swami. And Shyama Sundar says, yes. That's correct. They've all been trained by Bhaktivedanta Swami. And Radharani says, oh, it's wonderful. Because very shortly, within a few minutes, they'll give up their sadhaka roops and their siddha roops. They'll be here in Nidhiban with the other manjris and sakis, and they'll be singing in the Mangala Arati over here. Now we're singing the Mangala Arati in Ramanveti as sadhaka, in this sadhaka sharira, in this prakriti deha. But in a few moments, in terms of eternal time, it's like this. And as soon as Mangala Arati comes here in Krishna Balaram temple, then when they go blow the conch shell, wow, the time it takes to blow the conch shell, we'll leave our bodies, take our Mandri Sarup, enter into Bhama Vrindavan, and we'll be a Mangala Arati singing the Mangala Arati song in Nidhiban down the road. Practically, it's like that. There's a few little minor details of taking birth and growing up and... But it's a very nice meditation. We used to, when we had the fortune to live in Ramanveti, we used to think like that. I used to try to sing loud. So I said, Shyama Sundar, I know you're down there. I mean, you're right here in front of me, of course, in your Archaviguha, and, you know, and you're really there. But I know you're also down there in Nidhiban, and exactly right now at 4:45 and at 4:51, you're pretending to sleep, and everyone's getting worried because the sun is rising and you're supposed to wake. So this is Pratak Leela. So this is Hare Krishna, Pratak Leela. They're together. But now it's the third Leela Nam, Krishna Krishna. They're separated. Radharani is left on the ground. She's finished cooking Krishna's breakfast. And she's taken his remnants. She's met him at Guptakund. Now she's returned to, in this case, she's returned to Barsana because she lives there during some months of the year and into Yavit. And Krishna left Radharani, and he went to the Goshala and collected all the cows and met with all his friends. And they're taking all the cows. Now they're separated. So the Jatarati Sadaka, who is in the level of Bhava Bhakti, he will chant this Krishna Krishna, and he will enter into the heart of Radharani, and he'll feel that Radharani's crying out. She's standing on the Chandrashalika. She's standing on the roof. She's standing on the roof of her father's palace in Barsana. And she's crying out, Krishna, Krishna, where are you? Where are you? I want to see you. I want to see the dust from the feet of the cows. I want to see your peacock feathers, something, any indication. Can I hear your flute in the distance, you know, echoing in the distance, echoing through the trees? I know you'll be coming this way. Any minute now, you'll be coming in Puravana Leela and Gocharan Leela. You're going to Govardhan with all your friends and cows, and you're happy, you're joyful. You're about to leave the village of Nandagram. And I'm waiting, waiting, waiting. Right? I'm waiting for you to appear in the pathway of my eyes. Remember the other day, Radharani's not hanging around on the rooftop at Barsana. She's waiting for something very specific and sweet and special to happen, to get the darshan. She's waiting for Sringar Artik. Right? We're waiting. We have Mangala Artik, and then we wait around. Some of us hang around. Some of us hang around and drink something with tea stall or this and that and talk the latest gossip or try to make some matchmaking or whatever, this, that, the other thing. And that's not you know, hankering for something to happen. But Radharani, she's not hanging around. She's waiting desperately, anxiously, on the rooftop of her father's palace in the Chandrashalika, looking with the eyes of her heart and crying out, Krishna, 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 Krishna. She's waiting for Sringar Artik. Because Krishna, he's decorated in the morning, then he bathes and they play a little bit, and sometimes he dresses again and he gets all spruced up again, he gets new malas. And every time she sees Krishna, it's a new darshan. Because this is the feature of Anurag. It creates a new Krishna at every moment and a new Radharani at every moment. So she rushes up to the rooftop with great utkantita bhav, and her neck is stretched. Her neck is stretched over the railing of the Chandrashalika. Her body, her transcendental body, her neck is stretched, and her heart is stretched, and her mind is stretched. Where is my Shyam Sundar Govinda Damodar? And she's anxious, and she's crying out, Krishna, Krishna. This is Purvana Leela. And she's waiting. So we're waiting from the end of Mangal Arati at 5 o'clock. I think it's, what is it, 5 o'clock? 5 o'clock. We're waiting until 7:15. So at some point in her life, we could have that mood, or we can say in a bas of that mood of Radharani, waiting for Krishna to give his darshan again in the pathway of her eyes as he passes on the road from Nandagram, coming south, through Barsana on his way to Govardhan, because that is in fact Krishna's daily route. It just so happens that Nandagram is north of Barsana, and Krishna, not always, but most days he comes, if Radharani is not in Barsana, then Krishna doesn't go south. If she's in Yavat, then he goes a different route to make sure he can somehow cross her trail, so to speak, across her line of vision, across her heart. And in this way, Radharani has her Sringar Darshan with Krishna during the Purvana Leela, but they're separated. These are not pastimes of meeting directly. There's some separation. So therefore, Krishna, Krishna, there's no one sense Radha there. Now, from the Rasika viewpoint, or Leela Vichara, consideration of Leela, Krishna is also feeling intense separation from Radharani. So Krishna, Krishna, he's saying Krishna, Krishna, Shama Sham Ki Jai. And we say, Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Sham, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham, Jai Jai Shama, Jai Jai Sham, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan. So Shama Sham Ki Jai. So this is the Jatarati Sadaka, who's on the level of Baba. He will chant Krishna, Krishna. And coming out of those 2 moons will be Purvana Leela, and some of these, a few little scenes or that I describe, and so many more that are given in the scriptures will manifest on the screen of his heart when he chants Krishna, Krishna. What time? So, tomorrow we'll... Huh? Oh, so we could stop if there's any questions, because it's only 3 minutes, and we'll start tomorrow with Hare Hare, the fourth pair. Excuse me? She's asking, Mother Nahai, she's Nishinga, she's saying, does Chuya, C-U-Y-A, mean pan? Maybe it does, I don't know. C-U-Y-A? Because it says, because it's always written or translated in English, and this particular song by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gorgadahar Artik, says that, which is in a Darshan Artik, it can be Mangal Artik, it can be a different time, because it's usually the same feature. Lita Saki usually offers a bunch of Pradeep and like this, Vishaka singing. So there it says that, and generally it says like this, that Rupa Mandri, whomever, they're offering Radha and Krishna Chandan mixed with Chuya. So I don't think you're going to mix tambal and mixed up with sandalwood. It's some type of additional fragrance, like camphor or like kesha or something wonderful and something fragrant to enhance the comfort or enhance the pleasure of having sandalwood on the body. Anything else? Not only Prabhupada, but the Bhagavatam itself. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya.
There is also occasions where Prabhupada himself showed that when we are getting it by ourselves, we get realizations in a different way. And also even we have some examples in the 10th canto that the girl's bangles, and she is trying to powder the wheat or something. So eka eva charit tasmat kaumaram yoga kala bahunam vashay kala ho. There are too many people, there is always fighting. Bhagat Varta Dvayorati means, you know, there are two people, there is unnecessary tossing, talking or something. Eka eva charit tasmat. So always try to be alone when you want to focus on some. So how do we have these
two? Well, that, I think the analogy, which I believe is from Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, is not exactly applicable to the context of the discussion. Prabhupada wanted us to, obviously, to attend Bhagavatam class together every day in the association of Vaishnavas and to discuss the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam from different angles of vision, my angle and my realization according to my devotional surrender, your angle of vision. And read, of course, read on her own, systematically and steadily, every day, 1 hour. You would say, there's so many literature, you should read my books 1 hour a day, 2 hours a day, and especially, primarily, Bhagavatam. Because this is one of the Panchanga, Bhagavat Shravan, Rasika Bhakt. But you see, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami, and Rupa Goswami, when they're describing the limbs of Bhakti, there's Navada Bhakti, nine limbs of Bhakti, there's Panchanga Bhakti, and there's Ekanga Bhakti. So Panchanga Bhakti, if one performs any one of these angas or limbs of bhakti, he can attain perfection in Krishna Prem. One is Mathura Vasa Stare, to live in Mathura Vasa or Brajadam. The other is Rasika Bhakta, Bhagavat Shravan Rasika Bhakta Saha Sangha. Saha means with. He's saying one should hear the Srimad Bhagavatam in association with devotees. So he's saying not Akila. He doesn't say Bhagavat Shravan Akila. Akila means one, or alone. Vishnath, Jiva Goswami, Prabhupada, Rupa Goswami, and countless others.
Bhagavad Gita, Machita,
thank you. In Bhagavad Gita, and this is the essence of Bhagavad Gita, this is the Chatushloki of Bhagavad Gita, 10:9, I believe, chapter 10, verse 9, Machita, Matkata, Pranas, Bodhiyantas, Pranta, Pranta. What is it? Yeah, that's the third line. Tashanti cha, Ramanti cha. So, we want to read all the time. We want to read alone and together. The more the merrier. But certainly the emphasis, the overall emphasis, and the effect, which I said, is 200 times or 2,000 times. If you're with a lot of similar-minded devotees, if you're with a lot of like-minded devotees, the effect is, let's say, 100 times better than reading by yourself. And if one of those devotees happens to be a Rasika Bhakta Sahasanga, because this is the qualification of the type of Bhakta that Vishnu Chakravarti recommends, because Rupa Goswami says Bhagavat Shravan, he leaves it at that. In the Panchanga Bhakti, he says Bhagavat Shravan, hear the Bhagavatam, only just listen, 24 hours a day, hear the Bhagavatam. Hear, and he didn't say read, hear from someone speaking. Then you'll get perfection, if you submit to it and surrender. But then Vishnathi gives his explanation, he said, it should be Rasika Bhakta Sahasanga. It should be an association of Rasika Vaishnavas, which means, what does that mean? It means a devotee that possesses Bhav, Bhavuka. He's on the level of Bhav. So if you attend a Bhagavatam class, and the speaker, perchance, or by good fortune of your wonderful Sukriti, that he is on the level of Bhav with the speaker praying, then the effect that you receive by sitting in that Sangha Bhagavat is like 1,000,000 times the effect of reading by yourself. This is at least my subjective, not opinion. It is my subjective means, it's mine. It's my opinion and also my experience. And I think Maharaj will concur with.
Also, Jiva Goswami says that Sankirtan is better than Kirtan because it gives special feelings of bliss, specifically doing with others. He actually says that in the Nam Tattva section of Bhakti Sandharva.
Yeah, samyak. Sankirtan means samyak kirtan. Complete kirtan. Why is it complete? Because samyak means complete. It's complete because you have some bhava, and I maybe have some more. You have the rice, and he has the milk, and she has the sugar, and she has the cashews, and he has the stove. So if we all get together, we can make wonderful sweet rice. But if you're by yourself, you only have milk. So milk is nice, but kheer is better. So that's the meaning of samyak. Means complete kirtan. Your bhav mixed with her bhav and his and this and all these bhavs. So Lord Chaitanya with his sankirtan with 200, a party of 200, and everyone knows in these big temples in Mangalad that that's samyak, complete kirtan means completely. When we mix all the bhavas together, we get a rich blend of bhav, we get a rich blend of bhakti, and we all get the return of a feeling of joy and bliss, as Maharaj was saying. And everyone, we have our little party of, we don't even have a mridanga, because our mridanga is like dead, is dead, and the weather makes it more dead. And a handful of us are going around, and it's clang, clang, bang, bang, jang, dang, you know, sounds like, I don't know what it sounds like, probably terrible. But there's most of us aren't even musicians, and there's about five different beats going on, and as he knows, and I know, because, you know, we have a little bit of experience, but our friends from Bombay are not so musical, but they have a lot of enthusiasm. And so it's a bing, bang, chang, chang, bang, bang. But we come back and we're like rolling on the floor in ecstasy. So I don't know what it's all about, but all I know is the end result is that everyone knows what they feel like, and it feels great. No, that's what we were saying yesterday, that whenever Sankirtan is performed, especially Shudanand, then Dharamya comes. Bhajan Hasyam Ki, Srila Bhakti No Thakura Ki, Vancha Kova Tumya Chakra. Thank you very much for coming.
We're entering deeper now.
It's good to keep people here regularly together. It's like a start at a different level. It's like, it's
really good. Okay, I'm going to head back there.
I'll come tomorrow with Satya Day.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Coming out of the process. Yeah.